An internationally renowned Lakota medicine man has died. Chief Leonard Crow Dog was a spiritual advisor to many, including the American Indian movement during the Wounded Knee occupation in 1973. SDPB's Lee Strubinger spoke with several friends and relatives about the life of Crow Dog and has this story.
Chief Leonard Crow Dog passed away on Sunday, June 6th. The Shechangu Lakota medicine man was born in 1942 in the Rosebud Reservation. Crow Dog was kept from boarding school education. Milo Yellowhair is an Ogallala Lakota who met Crow Dog as a kid. Yellowhair says Crow Dog grew up in a traditional way.
He was kept away from schools and from the influences of, you know, even electricity. You know, grandfathers never lived in with electricity. And they always had a ceremonial lifestyle, you know, which means that. So he grew up in this, and then the energy that creates all of that come to visit him, and it makes him a man that can heal, you know, a man that can identify plants and animals that can be helpful to your spiritual upbringing, but also your physical upbringing.
Yellowhair and Crow Dog spent time together during the Wounded Knee occupation in 1973. During that time, Crow Dog served as a spiritual advisor to the group.
He always talked about the universal person. And in our case, it would be a two-legged being on one world. And he said he was a graduate of the University of the Universe, he always said. It's a very fundamental point of view. It means that, you know, all things that you use on a daily basis to make your life has got to be clean. And you also got to put prayer first in your life. This is something that he always carried with him, no matter where he went.
Rosebud Sioux Tribal Chairman Rodney Bordeaux says Crow Dog created a pathway for indigenous people to follow to restore traditional ways.
He did that throughout his life. He's a staunch supporter of our treaty rights, the return of the Black Hills. And basically, he was one of many that of our people that have gone on that preserving our spiritual ways, the language, so that we can continue as a people.
Crow Dog's influence is international. He shared Lakota culture across the world. Lloyd Big Crow is one of Leonard Crow Dog's nephews.
He healed a lot of people. You know, he changed a lot of people's lives. Like I said, this is one of the last, you know, great, you know, medicine men. You know, he took a whole generation of knowledge with him.
Big Crow says Crow Dog was always focused on future generations.
Our visits, you know, our visits were always about the kids. And he's always talking about, you know, just, you know, like we have a natural teacher and that's the universe itself, you know, like the plants, the animals, you know, we just have to be self-aware, you know.
In 2019, Chief Crow Dog appeared on Oyate Today. It's a program produced by Native Sun News. Crow Dog was asked by host Richie Richards why the Black Hills are sacred.
So all the minerals, all the aquifers, stage of aquifers, all there. How we're going to know is with our spiritual chanupa. Chan, a wood, and then ia, the stone. And the little red boy, the red willow, it's there. The divine fire. Smoke. And old man look into that. He said, Monkey Zita, Ia Izita, Maza Izita, the goal is gold. Even then, Maskazi, Mazazi, they do a law. Lele Agliota Kachte law. You're going to come back here and settle at one time in times of life. And someday it will be here, remember, not my nation. When he say my nation, it echoes the four directions of the universe.
Do the Black Hills continue to be sacred today then for Lakota people?
I don't care how many Caesarean that she goes through, the Mother Earth, it's gonna be holy. It's gonna be sacred. Mm. It's gonna be holy and sacred.
Irregardless of who's currently occupying it or what's currently occupying it, it's going to continue to be a sacred.
That's why Lakota and non-Indians live in the sacred land. They bought some land too. All this, but still the Lakota, his dream is there. They could not demolish that. It's there, it's there, and there.
Chief Leonard Crow Dog was buried on Monday at his home in Rosebud. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.